The real story. Everyone has a story, or many stories to tell. They vary in length, they vary by country or language, and in subject matter. Stories provide much information. They offer educational opportunities and experiences that open up new worlds and new possibilities. To those who are curious, stories are the bridge that can transfer them to meaningful places, to a better future, to unknown adventures, solutions, remedies, or real answers. Stories are the history we leave behind. Sometimes they are made up or fake, but those are not the stories I am referring to. I'm referring to real stories here, true stories, stories many don't think about, don't know of, or are not even aware they exist. Like the story about the state of our nutrition. As technology and life's comforts continue to demand a frenetic state of life and mind, it makes time vanish into thin air. It makes our most valuable commodity melt away like an ice cube out in the sun, and we forget what day of the week we are living. It makes us forget our child in the back seat of the car, sad to say, and contributes to our many addictions, to the point we crave the latest gadget of entertainment that will help us escape reality again, which in turn takes us away from our responsibilities and being present in the family circle and life in general. The scariest thing about this phenomenon is that it happens in an insidious way, evading our notice as our health slowly declines. We get further and further away from what is nutritionally, mentally, and emotionally good for our bodies and our health because we don't know what it's like to take a break. In fact, we have no healthy concept of time, and therefore we take no time to stop, to breathe, to be still, or to think. Then, one day, it becomes increasingly clear that something needs to change. A long time ago, we ate food that was full of valuable nutrients, vitamins, minerals, macronutrients, amino acids, antioxidants, trace minerals, and so on. With each meal, our bodies gained energy to perform the myriad critical, life-saving functions that sustain life. Children were children at 9, 10, and 11 years old. They were not mini adults. They were not overweight. They were not in early puberty or ahead of their times physically, mentally, or sexually. They were not over-medicated for the many different syndromes and conditions like today. If you are my age, you might remember when food looked and tasted different than it does now. When your parents bought eggs with an almost orange yolk, not the anemic eggs we buy at the supermarket. A chicken was not overweight and inflated. I remember when a can of corned beef or a can of tuna or sardines tasted and smelled fresh out of the can. So different than today's overly processed, chemicalized versions. Those are just a few examples. But getting back to the real story, have you ever asked yourself what is the real story behind why our food has changed so much in the past 50 to 60 years? Why is it that our food tastes differently lately than even a few years ago when we bought the same food item? Good question, isn't it? Questions like these are important if we want to get the real answers that'll help us make changes to improve the quality of our lives and live inside a healthy-looking body. So pay close attention to your food choices and how food looks, smells, and tastes, not to mention the manner that we cook it. Become food detectives for your family by using questions as your shovels to dig deeper. In closing, I want to suggest you do more of this. Stop. Breathe. Be still. and think of the real story behind the nutritional deficiency of our food system and what we eat every day. Here are some book suggestions. Sugar Blues by William Dufty. Fat Chance by Robert H. Lustig, MD. Food Rules by Michael Pollan. Grain Brain by David Perlmutter, MD. And Wheat Belly by William Davis, MD.